Welcome everybody to the Hemingway Point Community Development District. Today is, did you get a loose agenda?
Oh, I printed my own.
Okay. Today is June 23rd. It is the, hey Ben, take it outside. From the board, we have President Anthony, Russ, Cheryl, and Roy, and Carlos is on the phone. Thanks for joining us. We have Mr. Greg George, Scott Cochran, our district council, and no members of the public. So, your minutes from the April 28th meeting have been circulated. If those are okay, a motion is welcomed.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
From Cheryl, from Roy, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. We had really just some staff activity and some discussion points for today, so there's really a very light agenda. It's earlier than you're usually ever asked. It's time for your report. So,
I don't really have anything specific people to report today. I was going to mention the Form 1, but that's already a separate line item. The only other thing, as I mentioned, this is Gregory George from our office. He's joined our CDD division, so he's just joining us for our meetings to meet people and see what we do. So, thank you for having us here. But I don't have anything specific, unless any of you have any questions for me.
Awesome. Any questions for Scott or Greg? Awesome. We have nothing under our engineer's report, so the main thing we've been working on was trying to find contractors for you all to consider adding security or pool attendant capability at the pool. Ben's gotten a couple of quotes. One of them is in your book. One of them we're going to pass out. You got enough?
Yeah. Two more.
The one in your book is much more competitive, I think. I believe.
First choice.
Yeah. But basically, the concept is to have some presence at the pool that's not a volunteer resident trying to enforce or to impose the right behaviors at the pool. Things like bringing a loudspeaker, DJ system, maybe alcohol, or just basically breaking all of our rules. Somebody that can deter that and also watch the capacity. That was a bigger problem during COVID, but it's still something we want. And we would develop a set of post orders and guidance for whomever we pick. I like it for a lot of reasons, because we know the weekends that are likely to be the aggravation points. And you could also turn the valve off should you not want to spend the budget every year. So you do get discretion in this one. It's not an obligation to hire them. It's a contract to arrange and train them to do the job, and they'll do it right. They're not fixed to this amount. Like, if we choose to cut the schedule down in the winter, which we would typically do, they understand that. So
he's a smaller company looking to prove themselves, basically. And guy's got a good background, so he's just hungry for that opportunity.
Yeah, there's a little bit of behind-the-scenes business going on in the security world. The large national firms have basically decided to fatten their portfolios as a business strategy, and they've been gobbling up almost all the mid-size and the top local firms. One of them was a bit of a surprise, which was one of the higher qualified firms in South Florida is G4S. You may remember they used to be called Wackenut. Like, they had all big government contracts. They have a really high standard for employment. They would only hire former or currently sworn police officers or military trained. And so that gave them really the cream of the hiring crop in the security business. And they were able to really perform at a very high level for many years. It looks like that changed, and they became available to be purchased. So the company that's buying them all, a lot of us use them in other areas, and they're really hard to work with because they've been buying all these companies. And so one of the first things in corporate rating is to get rid of layers of management and act like you can fill it in with somebody from another office. It doesn't work. So it doesn't work well. Nonetheless, it's a little chaotic. One of the results of that environment is the top sharp people spin off on their own, and they take a couple clients with them, or they go out and look for business, and they're actually perfect for us because they're not going to charge at a high level, and they're also going to be eager to perform well. So those, if those two environmental factors are accurate, that's all good. And that might, that makes me a little more comfortable, because these security services is a very busy management job when we start hiring them. We get pulled into a lot of things we'd rather not do, but for your, you know, for the board's sake and the community's sake, we understand it, it can get your quality of life where you, where it belongs.
So I have one question.
Yep.
As I was just looking at these. The one, the paper you guys
can
handed,
she take that outside?
So the C1P on here only has 16 hours a week.
Yeah, that's what we asked them to quote.
And the other one in the book is 5 hours per day, right?
Yeah, so you're basically hiring an hourly rate.
So that's actually a better, because you want them for longer. You don't want them for 2 hours a day. It's kind of useless.
Yeah, that the ideal time slot for you guys on average will be in, you know, not on the summer holidays, but where there's a weekday, but usually weekends. You're going to look for Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Those are your prime, where you need to keep it under control. Holidays are big, and in the summer you'll want to, you could do as much as you want over the summer. Every midday to early afternoon.
Probably looking at 10 to 6.
Right.
No,
yeah, that's perfect.
That's a good one. I think that's a fine one.
Yeah, so two topics. Do you want to hire somebody? And then two, what would you like to set the schedule to be? And how much do you want, you know, which would determine how much you're willing to spend?
Well, I don't have, I personally don't have an issue with spending $2 and something cents more for a bunch more hours than this one, because if that's the case.
Yeah, yeah, I think the one in the book
economically, that's just
is the better deal. Yeah.
You know, give us more coverage.
Still 1,040 a month, right?
Yeah.
40 hours compared to 1732.
Yeah.
For 16 hours.
It's a lot.
Big difference.
Probably our heavy duty. I have a question on the security topic. Give me a second, I'll be able to ask.
Okay.
Senior moment.
No problem.
Okay.
No, you shouldn't have a senior moment. It should be me.
And this is one of those decisions that you have a lot of flexibility with. Like, you can buy what you want throughout the year, and you get to dial it up or down as budgets and needs change.
I agree with the 10 to 6.
This actually isn't bad for 52 weeks.
I don't really agree with the 10 to 6.
No? What do you like?
Well, 10 to 6 is okay. You know, it's more, it's daylight, so they're going to be at the pool a little bit longer, so I should think, and they're not going to really be there at 10 in the morning, a lot of them. I would think that it should be like at least 11 to 7, because it's summertime, so they're going to be...
Summer hours are an hour later, it should be.
It should be, yep, a little bit later for the summer anyway, because people may have their supper, and then they're going to go to the pool with their kids or something.
You mean they're not going to bring it with them?
Or bring it with them,
I'm good with either one.
Yeah, like summer I would start them closer to like 1 to 7:30, even 8 o'clock, because that's the sun, right, this month is... You
right.
Know, 8:30 or something.
Yeah, so maybe, we may have to flex our hours.
So maybe during the summer, when the time changes, we'll go, like summertime, we'll do 11 to 7, and then wintertime we'll do 10 to 6. Because that stuff gets darker earlier.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
You could even go 12 to 8, I suppose, because,
right,
you know, come like 6, 7 o'clock, that's when the real glass bottles are coming out.
That's,
you know?
Right. So we could do 12 to 8 in the summertime, because you're just getting the people at lunchtime. In the morning, they're not going to cause too much trouble.
Yeah, the morning, weekends are going to be families, lighter, more like little kids learning to swim, you know, that group.
That's what you think. You have a
10, yeah.
Yeah.
On average, yeah.
But if they start seeing a security person, they're not going to cause that trouble in the morning.
So step one would be to pick a contractor. So am I hearing a consensus of First Security?
I'm good with First Security. Do you guys have any questions about that stuff?
I just wanted to see the reviews on Google on them.
Oh, I don't
know. I was trying to find it, but I can't get an internet
connection. Yeah. It's...
Okay, wait a second, though. I don't see why we would pay more for less or more for the same. Because here, it's going to be $260, right? That's going to be $260 a weekend. $8 a day?
Well, it's for $260, it's saying you're getting 10 hours per week.
that's only 10, so add another 6 hours.
Make sure you're looking at the unarmed officer as well, because there's two prices. There's one for an armed officer and one for an unarmed. I believe this is unarmed.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. In my opinion, I don't think we need an armed guard, y'all.
No, I wouldn't recommend that either.
Oh, so that's what it was. That was a gun.
Yeah, we don't need a guy with a gun.
Yes. So it's actually cheaper for the unarmed anyway.
Correct.
So we're good at that way.
So at 8 hours, it's going to be 160. That'll be 320.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Paul, I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I can't hear Russ either. Just a minute. He's got to finish his point, and then I'll repeat it.
Okay, so it would be 320 for the weekend. 8 hours is 160 for Saturday. 8 hours for Sunday. 320, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's real simple. It's $123.35 an hour for regular time, and $120 an hour for regular time. So there's a $3.25 difference. That's what you're buying.
Yeah.
You're paying the overhead difference. And one is less than the other. So what we schedule them for and what they propose is to be determined.
And has anybody used this company?
Well, that's my earlier talk, is that they've reformed these new companies. And so they're not going to have a huge track record that is meaningful because of the what's happened in the market. Now, they all have to hire a qualified, trained person to be called security. It's a Florida licensing thing. So that kind of makes them all equal in that respect. Background checks are required to be the same standard, and their pay rate determines what you're getting to come through the door.
Is this guy going to be CPR qualified?
That's an option. They typically are. But again, it's not a pool person. It is a facility security role.
So it does say our training, you know, when you go back to look at it.
They typically are.
It says CPR, so.
Most of them I get like first response certification, so it's usually.
Do we have a defibrillator at the pool?
No.
We might consider that
as
a side effect.
We have one here right now. I don't think there is, but I have to look in the closet. I haven't been in there.
We could put one in, and it's not a big deal.
But it's got to be under a case like that.
No, we know how to do it.
The kids would be shocked.
There's a license.
Yeah, I can see that already.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
I'm okay with first choice.
Okay. So is there a motion to, what I would say is authorize staff to bring back an agreement for services with the company you pick. We can start some scheduling at, you know, sort of topic number two is when do you want them to start and what hours. And we'll do kind of three things at once. We'll get somebody there under pretty obvious job description, and then we'll develop that, and we'll develop sort of because we can hire security today to show up tomorrow. But we'd like to put them on a district contract, kind of in a long-term expectations, and we can do all of the above at the same time.
So, and are we gonna need a liaison schedule? Because you know the first time the guy tries to do something, they're like, who the hell are you? Get me the guy in charge.
Our staff will support this as, you know, because in good faith, you guys need to hire a field manager, and, you know, which we've talked about quite a bit. We'll do it.
So the contract for this, is it a yearly basis, a six-month basis?
It's everything's on a... Till we say we don't need you anymore. It's not going to be a contract for services. It's a contract for a rate and a capability. The contract is scheduled. If we don't schedule them, there's no work, there's no contract.
And typically the way they structure things on their end is
everything's always terminated.
A 30-day written notice type of deal for most agreements.
Yeah, so you're buying access.
I just want to make sure, because if they don't work out, I don't want to be stuck in it for like a year. And then.
No, there's no, I thought I tried to say that earlier, is that this one gives you maximum discretion. You turn it on and off as the year goes on, as you want it, don't want it. You have all your...
That's fine. If they don't work out, then we can just move on to something else. I mean,
Carlos, did you catch all that?
Yep, I caught it. Yeah, whenever you talk, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, so I summarized the answer so you can guess what Russ's question was.
Yes.
He's a sharp guy. I don't have to repeat everything. He's not like me. Need lots of help. Any other questions? All right, so basically what it would look like, a motion would be to authorize staff to engage in contract this firm with an agreement approved by legal counsel, and we'll start off with hours to be determined, and then you can tell us what hours you want to start with.
All right, so I'll make a motion that we approve first.
Do we have at least an annual budget that we think, I mean, because that's going to kind of dictate stuff, right? We need to
exactly. So the next motion will be to authorize a maximum amount of hours.
Okay.
But let's just get them on board first. Russ, okay. That was
I'll make a motion to...
Russ already moved it. You can second it. How's that? Is that a second? All right. He seconded it.
You're good with the first step?
Yeah, he said yes.
Okay.
So all those in favor is appropriate. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so that's step one. Step two is when do you want them to start and how many hours do you think is appropriate? You know, we got July 4th coming up. I would really recommend, you know, we sort of break them in the hard way. Baptism by fire or 4th of July.
Weekend is July 2nd.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe 3 days a week, like right now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I live next to the pool, and I don't see anybody getting crazy during the week. Tuesday, the
weekends, yeah.
More people get crazy.
Yeah, I usually start getting Tony's text at about 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, because I get blown up with stuff.
And I'm usually doing the exact same things at my pool, but it's appropriate there. Similar. I don't have a boombox with the DJ. I should get one, though.
So what date do you guys want to start?
Well, I would ask for you to direct us to just start as soon as possible, weekend shift as Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like he just described. That's what I would do, and then in August we can tweak it for the fall.
So 3 days.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, how many days?
Two or three. Yeah, whatever you.
It's going to be just Saturday and Sunday.
It'll help Saturday and Sunday. Friday's a problem. You think?
Friday's a problem only because school's out now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3 days. What do you think?
Okay.
So
some of the issues we have had is on Fridays.
I think if the school's out is when you're going to have the problem.
So,
yeah.
So 4th of July weekend, we're going to do 4th of July as well?
Possible. Yeah. It's a weekend this time.
So that would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
The first week you would start.
Right. Mm-hmm. If we can pull it off.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay.
Everybody's good with that?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do that for July. We'll do that through our meeting in August and we'll regroup.
Okay.
How's that? And it'll only be 3 days a week if it's not a holiday. How's that sound? All right, that's enough direction. It's already budgeted, so that won't disrupt anything. So I don't need further action. We got those hours.
I just have a question. So yes. Our week, because you're going to start the first week, you said, you know.
We start as soon as we can get them to, yeah.
So let's say it's Friday, Saturday, because it's 2nd, 3rd.
Yeah.
You know, 4th is on Sunday, correct?
Yes.
And then you're saying.
No, the 4th is on 5th.
4th is Monday.
No. The 4th is on a Sunday. It's being observed on the 5th.
You get the day off work on the Monday, but the 4th of July is still the 4th of July.
So we're saying the 2nd and 3rd, which will be Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
Okay. Now, does our next week start for Sunday? Does it start Sunday to Saturday? So you would have a Sunday, you're saying Monday.
Then they'll start Friday. The following Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
so
it'll stay like that.
4 days that week then.
Because of the holiday.
Okay, but most of the time it's going to be.
Yeah, we definitely need them there on Monday.
Okay.
And then we'll do Friday through Sunday until the next meeting, we'll revisit it.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, that's good direction. Any other?
Yeah, no one to freak out, but that's
fine. No, that's fine.
Well, they'll get used to it.
Yeah, they will.
They have to get used to it.
And it's really 90% of the job is deterrent and the appearance, mm-hmm. the 10% of the interaction with this person. Frankly, because there will be very little training opportunity, we're going to probably ask them to do as little as possible rather than cause a problem, and we'll work it out. But the training will be the best we think we can get in time. So it'll evolve.
So if there is an issue there, who does he call?
Calls the police.
Okay. That's why I was terrified.
Yeah. No, it's a trespassing supervisor. They'll be authorized to serve as our representative.
Okay, that was the next question.
Yeah,
they're gonna ask
and that's the whole. Yeah, because otherwise, why would you need security? You would just have staff do everything.
I just want to make
sure. Is this guy going to be in BDUs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't met him.
That's what it says in their phone.
the bathing suit version.
And what about, are we going to require him to, you know, like record anything?
Reports. They'll do reporting. Standard security report.
We have the video.
We'll have a log. Yeah. Awesome. Under other things under manager's report, we always give you the number of registered voters. You're well past the minimum to hold general elections, which is 250, almost double that, more than double. Your financial disclosure forms, for those of you
Mine's in.
Aren't familiar?
Mine's in.
Like, you can't yell at me, mine's in.
Yep.
Mine's in.
You know what to do? Did you get in the mail?
Oh, you have to file to add for 2021.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, yeah, I'm understanding that you're going to be leaving the board, Roy. So you'll file. I'll give you another form that you add with yours when you send it in. You'll send in a Form 1 and a Form 1F. Okay?
I'll take care of
that. Right. Excellent. Carlos, you're good?
Yes, sir.
All right. That brings us to Ben's report for your property. Go ahead. You passed it. I was in it. There it is. It's in front of the security.
Got it. There it is.
Yeah, so what tab was that?
Update on your tree trimming. Finally got everything.
Tab approved. D. Okay.
Yes, tab D, sorry. Got everything approved the week of July 4th, but starting on the 6th through the 9th, they should be knocking out all the tree trimming. Okay, so all those palms, I know you've been overdue. I got confirmation this morning, actually, that they were able to tackle on the schedule.
Great.
You guys have been falling anywhere.
Yes. Not a whole lot else to report. I did notice that you guys had some broken shower head the other day.
Yeah.
The water was shut off. They had to order a special part because it's the valve, whatever you want to call it, it's a push button. So it was already ordered. It should be coming in this week, I was told. So your shower at the pool should be fixed this week, later on this week.
Do you want the keys to the spigot locks?
Sure, yeah. That would be helpful. That would.
I got it.
Yeah. At least a copy. If you can help me out with that, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I have one or two maintenance guys that help me out in between whenever I'm not in the area, so I'd be.
I locked those spigots up 2 years ago.
Yeah, it would make having at least two of those would be great.
They were on all the time.
Yeah.
Excellent. You know, I have a little bit of feedback. We've had some incidents at the pool, and we're able to capture the video pretty quickly. But one of the things we're going to do to sort of expedite our, you know, sort of enforcement, or remote enforcement strategies, is the staff here has been trained on setting up the passes for people. We're going to add in to their admin access the ability to retrieve data so that we can correlate who went through the gate at the same time as the video. So if we got somebody doing something that violates our rules, we can correlate who they are, send letters that and deal with it. Obviously, we'll have a security person there in the future. They'll be able to coordinate that with us. But that's a capability that we didn't have yet. We just let the tech handle it all. And as we go forward, this will never go away, this role, unfortunately. So the staff here, my staff, will be able to do all of the above. They already can pull some video, but they'll be admin level trained so that they can pull the data out of the reader.
And another quick thing, you know, again, we've had some communication with one of the HOA board members there. I get it. Everybody has their group chats and all that going on that level. So trying to minimize the amount of phone calls and emails that we're already receiving, because Myra's been helping me out. She's great with the pool access, but we're following your guys' rules. Everybody gets 2 free fobs. After that, they got to pay. We even set up a PayPal link on your website. So now it's going to make things a little easier so they don't have to come physically and pay. They can do it through PayPal for the extra fobs. Just understand, you know, some of the complaints you might be hearing, just direct them to management, to Myra and I. We have a phone line here, or email preferably. But again, it's just this back and forth where someone's hearing one side of the story, like someone's asking for 5 extra keys, but they don't want to pay for them type of deal. And then they're saying we're not being very helpful. You're hearing one side of the story. So other than that, you know, we've been knocking out a bunch of them. I know it's summertime, there's a lot of demand. You know, again, spend about a good hour a day going through those, sending them through. By the end of the week, is, you know, we're in the double digits is how many people have gotten access. But a lot of people also, again, not following instructions. You get a digital code. It's like getting a room key in a hotel once it's on your thing. But if you're trying to share it with someone else's phone, now you just invalidated that code because it's going to recognize tampering. So again, it's just a lot of back and forth. We don't mind helping you out with that stuff. I just want you to understand our side of the story. And then again, just direct them to management either through the phone. And we even take the time to call these people, email them.
Yeah, they're getting excellent handholding.
Yes.
No, they are.
Level service.
Yes.
They're doing good.
It's a lot of gossip on the other side.
But in case anybody from the HOA asks you about it, the treasurer, I can't remember her name.
Yvette, I believe.
She's been excellent at sort of funneling these conversations in and out. So it's gotten pretty smooth.
Listen, I work in retail. So I hear that crap all day long, and I know it's not true, and I never even listen to it. So.
Yeah.
You guys are doing good, man. Yeah. We've talked on the phone about it. He's asked me a few questions about it.
Yeah. Good. Thanks, Ben.
No problem.
Moving on, under financial reports, you have a check run balance sheet.
You got it.
Nothing of note to remark to you other than you do have a budget hearing in August. You know, you're planning the an increase to cover these expenses. I will say that your balance will be basically zero by the end of the year, which is unacceptable. Frankly, there's no reserves. There's no. So when it comes time to adopt your new budget, staff is going to be strongly adamant that you adopt the highest rate that we've proposed because of that reason. So great. Is there a motion to accept the financials?
I make a motion to accept the financials.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
And that's the structure part of the meeting. At this time, we could take input or questions from the board.
Aren't we already raising the assessment?
That's what I just said. I said, I'm just, today's financials were a point to remind you, you need the money.
Hey, Paul, you're breaking up.
Okay. Russ, just wanted to make sure that, you know, we were on track to do the budget adoption and that it did include the increase. And he was reiterating what I was saying as well.
Okay.
The only thing that we sort of had a little bit of discussion on was the hearing in August. If you were still comfortable having it in the evening at 6 p.m. or if you wanted to adjust that, you do have a chance today. You'll still meet the requirements to do the mailed notice and reset that hearing. That doesn't go out until 21 days before your meeting, so you have that option if you wanted to. That's all I have.
So if we do it, say we do it, it chose to do it at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I really don't see any difference.
Right.
Whatsoever.
It's up to you all.
Regardless of who shows up, non-secretary. It doesn't matter. We are assessing, and it's going to be done. So, I mean, I don't really see the point in creating a whole bunch of hassle, possibly, for us, and a bunch of people milling around here complaining and griping.
Well, is it that we give them time to talk?
They get time,
but
yes.
But we're not really going to answer them.
Well, that's up to you as a board member.
Because typically, I thought we weren't really supposed to be answering them. They can say their say.
Right, you take the feedback and you make your decision. It's not an exchange.
And we will say to them, we will take your feedback and consider it. Thank you for coming.
Right, and part of the process is in the mailed notice that they can send in comments in writing.
Right.
And there'll be a remote. I'm assuming the broken fiber line today will be fixed by then. So we'll have normal internet access. We'll have remote access. So the public will have its opportunity to participate. It's just the question of whether you want to do it in the evening or back to our normal time or somewhere in between. It's up to you.
Well, I was just asking because I didn't think we were supposed to really answer them because we don't need to start arguments with them.
Style of interaction with the public is to the board's choosing. It is not you're not required to respond to the questions.
Correct.
You're there to hear the questions.
Right.
So many boards do learn not to get into a tit for tat. Because all they're, you know, somebody is there to be angry and argue with you.
Right.
Guess where that conversation is going to go? Nowhere positive. So it's really strategy or style or personal politics, how you handle your constituents. Now, if they have a technical question and you want me to answer it, I'll answer it. No problem. Assuming I have the, you know, knowledge, of which I should. But that's what a public forum is for, is to have them give feedback. You know, if there's questions, we can answer them. My recommendation is always to answer them sort of as a group. So thank you for your question. We'll hear all questions and then we'll answer sort of the right information that's necessary. But I find it less helpful to get into an argument.
Right. Well, I'm just saying because we could have someone talking for a long time in front of us. Do we give them a certain amount of time?
Yeah, your rules have a certain amount of time per question.
2 minutes.
It's already built in. We'll, you know, we rarely ever have to get into that, and I'm not expecting it, but you are mailing them a letter inviting them.
Right.
So they may choose to come.
I think we broke it down, Sharon, we were here at the last meeting, it was a point to, when we came up with the number, was that it was gonna cost about $21 a month.
Right.
For each homeowner. So then we broke it down and said, look, you don't get 2 cups of Starbucks coffee, you know, explain it to them, right? And it's something we need because we've never had it.
Yeah.
We don't have a surplus, we have zero. If a hurricane comes,
You're in trouble.
We're gonna assess probably a sick amount of money, right? So why don't we do this now and be smart?
Yeah.
And build a surplus, like a normal intelligent business.
Yeah, it's not an increase that I think it has tremendous controversy. It's not like you're doing it for luxuries. You're doing it to meet what a service level you've been able to provide because you burned into your reserves.
And I think due diligence is we've never raised it ever.
Yeah, so it's the original assessment.
We handled that pretty good, I think, over the years. So you have to do it at some point. Like your taxes are always going to go up at some point. It has to go up.
Right. So it's really the question is the board still want to keep that hearing time? That's really the only question before you.
I was the one that pushed for it, and I'm not going to be part of the board. Today, so.
Right.
So we had it. Was it set at 6 right now?
6. Yeah.
So yeah, 6 o'clock.
Do you want to change it?
You guys are gonna have
a
special meeting
for that too. Doesn't matter. Yeah. So you guys can.
I'm okay with either time. I mean, I know so. 6 o'clock if people can make it. You know, if.
Remember, you have a virtual meeting link as well. So there's other ways people can participate if they can't physically be here.
Provided they fix the fiber.
You know, we don't have a clue who's going to come day or evening, to be honest.
I think we're damned if we do or damned if we don't, really, because we're going to drop it right in the middle of dinner time. That's first of all, 6 o'clock, dead in the middle of dinner time.
Depends how you eat. For the day,
Carlos, do you have any input?
But because
yeah, Carlos, any feedback from you? I did hear him say he's okay either way, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with whatever you guys decide. My stuff is good. So, especially if it's 6 o'clock, better, but.
I just want to do what's going to be the least objectionable.
Did you catch that, Paul?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm good either.
There's discussion between. I'm repeating. They can't hear you. Russ and Tony are discussing the merits of maybe a compromise. So, is there a motion to amend the resolution to 4 p.m.?
What do you think?
He's thinking 2, I think.
What day is that again?
August 25th. So I'd like to make a motion that we amend the time to 2 p.m.
Is there a second?
Okay. I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
All right, thank you for that. We will revise the meeting notice and information accordingly. It hasn't been published yet, so it's no effect to you. Thank you for that. Any other comments or questions? Rain, more rain or less rain? We usually set that today.
A little bit of day is fine.
A little bit of day? Okay. I'll get that order in.
Wendy was trying to get on, but she didn't know the internet was down.
Yeah,
so I told her
we got screwed. Yeah. She can send me an email. Or.
No, I told her.
All right. Cheryl's favorite motion is all I have left on my sheet.
Oh, boy.
Roy.
Oh, sorry, Roy.
Here's my resignation.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, I want to tell you.
Don't leave. I have some paperwork for you.
Sorry. That's perfect. Thank you, guys.
What did Roy say, Paul?
He resigned. He got an offer he couldn't refuse on his house.
On his house. So.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not in the community anymore, so the right thing to do is to not be on the board.
Yeah, you're.
I'm so sorry.
Absolutely. Do you guys want to accept his resignation by motion now?
You're breaking up, Paul.
He's handed me his resignation. The appropriate thing is the board to accept it by motion.
I'll make a motion to accept his resignation.
Cheryl, once you gone? No, just kidding. He knew that was a joke. All right, is there a second?
I second.
Russ is in for it also. All in favor?
Aye.
Nobody wants you to go, Roy.
We don't really want you to go.
We were a little disappointed you didn't bring donuts or something with the profits.
with the profits. Richie Rich.
I don't eat donuts. It's good. All right. Well, thank you all. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
And Tony seconded.
I seconded.
All right. Awesome.